The Black Lives Matter movement is evolving. It first gained national attention for demonstrations against police brutality a few years ago. Now, activists are expanding their focus to other local issues. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
Black Lives Matter is here to disrupt. So when about 24 protesters gather outside a restaurant in downtown Manhattan, where diners sit at bistro tables on the sidewalk sipping wine, this is not a mistake.
We're here tonight.
Because while you are dining.
Black trans people are dying.
Mike Bento is an organizer with this group, NYC Shut It Down, which considers itself part of the Black Lives Matter movement.
We go to locations where people generally a lot of times don't have to think about or don't want to think about white supremacy and patriarchy and how that's affecting black people.
They started holding weekly demonstrations around New York 2 years ago to honor mainly people who have died at the hands of police. But he says it's not all about protesting in the streets. Sometimes they go underground, into the subway. They pay for people who would otherwise try to get on a train without paying, which could earn them a misdemeanor.
This is all connected. This is all part of how we get a system of mass incarceration. And so we start with basic things that we can do to keep our brothers and sisters out of that system.
Other basic forms of activism include standing outside the courthouse to support people charged with low-level offenses and helping to serve dinner to homeless people. It's part of a focus on the local level that you can find amongst other Black Lives Matter activists, including April Goggins.
I am a core organizer with Black Lives Matter DC and the creator of Keep DC For Me.
That's a group trying to find ways to address violence within black communities in Washington, D.C. without involving police. Goggins says she's been following the recent police shooting of Charlena Lyles, a pregnant black mother in Seattle, and the not guilty verdicts for police officers in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and they've all reinforced her conclusion that she wants to get rid of the current system of policing.
I don't even know that I would put my effort into charging and imprisoning individual police officers because this is not gonna happen very much. And that kind of justice is not a deterrent for other police officers.
Instead, Goggins is holding meetings with other activist groups to figure out how they can make communities facing high crime rates more self-sufficient.
Shout it out, y'all.
Trey Taylor.
Lando
Castile.
In Los Angeles, a co-founder of the Black Lives Matter Network, Patrice Concolors, leads a candlelight vigil in memory of police shooting victims. It's been almost 4 years since Concolors helped birth the hashtag Black Lives Matter, and progress, she admits, has been slow.
The local is where the work is. You know, if we're looking at just the national, it's pretty devastating. But if you zoom in to cities, to towns, to rural areas, people are fighting back and people are winning.
Concolors points to Jackson, Mississippi, where voters recently elected a progressive new mayor in the Deep South. Still, she says she's always been concerned about how the Black Lives Matter movement can sustain itself when victories seem hard to come by. She says she's worried that the Trump administration's policies are making it even more overwhelming for activists.
If you can't fight the state and you can't fight for the things that you need, then you take it out on each other.
We scream, we sing, we yell, looking for answers.
That's why gatherings like this candlelight vigil in Los Angeles, Concolor says, are important for keeping activists energized. Starting campaigns to change laws and policy, Concolor says, is the obvious work. But staying together as a movement, she says, that's the hard stuff. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.